The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Right, even when we are not aware or equipped.
There's a okwa oko empo se weni na ho a unsiese humpo ye.
Unfair battles are battles we have to fight even when we are not aware or equipped.
Na okwa esesa oko ye oko bi empo se weni empo na unya enya ho di bi na unsiese unsa odi koko sa oko no.
That is unfair battle.
The way oko bi a ensese ka oko.
In Exodus chapter 14.
We see
one day when Israel had left Egypt and they were on their journey. They were just a day's journey. They were just a day's journey after coming out. Israel, Egypt chased Israel.
Na Israel for a day and I'm gonna tie Israel for
with the best of their army.
Any omasra for omu
and with the best of their chariots.
Any more
who were they going to fight with? Who were they going to fight with?
Now, why not your money on
slaves who have just left.
Now,
you were chasing them with what? The best of the army, the best of the chariots, the best of everything. That is an unfair battle. In Exodus chapter 17, when Israel had crossed the Red Sea, when they had crossed the Red Sea, and they were looking for water and food, when they were thinking about water and food, the Amalekites came to fight them with the best of their army. To fight them with the best of their army. That is also an example of what? An unfair battle. An unfair battle. In 2 Kings chapter 6, Isaac classified an unfair battle as this.
Now,
that when the enemy shall rise up like what? A flood. When the enemy shall come up like what? A flood. And when it comes to an unfair battle, the only savior is the Lord. The only one who can take care of that unfair battle is the Lord. Because number one, you were not aware of it. Number two, you are not prepared for it. And number three, you are not equipped for it. And therefore, if the Lord does not come in, you will fall flat. You will fall flat. I am not talking of a battle that you have what? Called for. I'm not talking of a battle that you are aware of. But I am talking of a battle that you know nothing of. You have no knowledge of it. It rises up all of a sudden.
Sorry.
And it confronts you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Isaiah classifies it as what?
It is Isaiah can want them to say.
The enemy coming against you like what? A flood. The enemy coming to you as a flood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before I go to the scripture for today,
a
man of God got a phone call. He was outside. He traveled back to his country. What was the call about? The mother had passed on. He went for the funeral. He did everything. It was a nice funeral. On the way back,
Now on nam kwanse all sign it, he
leaving the place.
Ah, if he be a hono.
He said when he was on the way to the airport.
Now on nam kwanse oko ewium sengina bia no.
He started feeling sick.
Or think as or yare.
After the check-in.
Ah, yeah, man, we're moving to you know.
After the check-in,
or even the BBM, you know,
as he started walking towards the plane,
so on 90, if you say no, no,
he became more sick.
Now, you're ready more by your day.
Every step that he took,
and I'm gonna be able to be a
he saw that he was drawing closer to death.
Oh, he said, oh, Ben, your womb.
Every step that he took.
And I'm be a bit, you know.
He saw that he was getting closer to
him. Oh,
then the Holy Spirit whispered to him. If you don't know and you sit in the plane, you will die. So he said quickly. At that point it had become unbearable. He had to be taken with an ambulance. Somebody who was going strong. Who had told everybody bye bye?
I want to be
yes, within some few minutes. He had to be carried by what? An ambulance.
Yes, ambulance never saw
and the ambulance took him to the hospital.
His
pressure was so high. Everything about him was so high. Fortunately, the pastor who took him to the airport, he told him, "Don't leave me. Wait until I tell you. I am on board."
Na akweye no na ekweye ye ma no ni se osofo okoja no kwa kwa wi nse ji ambre ho no okache se me nko enko pim se maka cho se me wura e wi mo se no ansa.
So the pastor sat by him at the hospital.
Into atana ni che wa ya
se bi all his brothers.
Afroni ni amema yi.
And everybody came attending to him.
Obi aba na ba hwe no.
How come somebody who was so strong
eba ni se no bi owa ho
all of a sudden is dying.
In profima na owu.
At midnight,
now on the sumu,
after at midnight on in the hospital,
on
the hospital bed,
then
the Holy Spirit told him, get down.
So this is from.
So what should I do?
I see me here.
Get out of the bed.
I see. Sorry, if you so,
move to the flower beds outside.
Now, kwa bantin di ano sumu.
Move to the flower beds. Pick some sand. And begin to declare on that sand. That you will not die. You will leave this land. And you will not die. Why was the things happening to him? Because all the powers had gathered together. And they had spoken on sand. That the man cannot leave the shores. Of his land.
And
when he tries leaving the shore, he will die. So when he tried leaving, that was the issue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unfair battle. He never knew about it. But he was confronted with it. A friend of mine too, within a few weeks ago, lost a relative in that same circumstance. This man of God survived, but she did not survive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But as we are praying now, it's our time.
Now, you want pastor in pray me pray no.
Many people are going to go beyond some limits.
Now, if you pastor call bro, send yourself mukoso.
And therefore, we will need to set ourselves ready.
So
that as anyone tries an unfair battle,
now a battle will be.
We would have already been prepared against that day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in Revelation chapter 12, now we are reading our scripture. Revelation chapter 12, verse 15 and 16. Revelation chapter 12, verse 15 and 16. From the King James Version, it says, "And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Verse 16. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The dragon cast out of his mouth water as a flood.
Now, this is
also an unfair battle.
But
here is where the twist comes in. That he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. Take note of this word. The earth helped the woman. Tonight, every unfair battle that is being set against us, we will activate the earth to help us. We will activate the earth to help us. The earth helped in two ways. The first way the earth helped was this. The earth opened its mouth. The earth opened its mouth. And the next thing the earth did was to swallow. Two things. It opened and it swallowed. This is Revelations. Let's go to Genesis. Chapter 4, verse 11.
89.
I wish the media team can put the two scriptures side by side. If you are having your Bible, put it side by side. Genesis chapter 4, verse 11. About
Cain.
The Lord said, And now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth. You see the same word there. That's why I said I wish they can do a side by side. Open her mouth.
Now, assassinate Bien, no.
Exactly the same words.
As I'm Kuruna,
in the book of Revelation.
Okay, the human
no
sir.
The earth opened her mouth.
Now, assassinate Bien, no.
To receive thy brother's blood from thy hand.
So, imagine Mocha Ephinis, Simon.
The earth does many things. One of the things the earth does is it receives. It receives. And it also gives.
And the man so
it receives. And it also gives.
And the man so.
So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, the first thing the earth gave was that when God commanded that it should produce, it produced grass. It produced seed. It produced tree yielding fruit. It produces. So the earth gives. And the earth also receives. The earth gives. And the earth also receives. I pray you understand this before we pray. Because within the next 5 minutes, we'll have to start praying. So the earth can receive. And the earth can also what? Give. It is something that God gave to us. When he created us. When he gave us dominion over the earth.
But
unfortunately, when man fell, that dominion became a two-way affair. The devil can use it. And the church can also use it. But unfortunately, the devil uses it more than the church. So, those from the earth side, you all know about Tupé and the rest. That when you walk, somebody picks the sand under your feet, you can just pick on it, and that's all. It works just like that. Why does it work just like that? It works because we were also created from the sand. We were also created from the earth. So as they speak on it, it begins to work like that. It begins to take its course. And therefore, when it is activated against you, everything you does, the earth will swallow it. So you'll be working hard, but the earth will swallow it. You'll be pushing hard, but the earth will swallow it. Because it has been activated against you. You are not sure what is happening. All you know is that you are giving your best. But everything is being taken. Because the earth receives and the earth produces. So when they speak, so for that man of God, they had sat down and they took the earth and they spoke. They did not take under his feet. They only took the earth and spoke on it and mentioned his name that you cannot cross. And when he tried crossing, if the Holy Spirit had not come in, he would die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But unfortunately, when it is activated, at the time it is activated, you have no knowledge of it. You are not equipped for it. And therefore, it will get you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone's sickness is an activation that has been done. That is why you are doing everything. But that sickness is not going. Why? It has been activated. It has been activated. But in Genesis 4:11,
and
Revelation 12:16, we see where scripture says, which has opened her mouth to receive. Which has opened her mouth to do what? To receive. Which has opened her mouth to receive. It is either to receive your labor, to receive your goodness, to receive you. But tonight, we are going to pray a prayer. The earth was given another job to do. And Revelation made that job clear for us. The job the earth does is to help us. Tonight, the earth will help you.
Amen.
Tonight, the earth will help
us.
Tonight, the earth will help us. Tonight, the earth will help us. That is why the Bible says in the book of Romans, that creation groans. Creation groans. Why? Creation is not happy about some things. But because you don't know and I don't know, when it is assigned against you, it has no option but to do it. So it will be groaning, but it will do it. It will be groaning, but it will do it. You won't understand. Because creation and not say no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight we will activate before they activate. I don't know whether you understand it. Tonight we will activate before they activate. We will activate before they activate. And anything they have activated, we will turn it down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's your Daniel Kubisu.
No.
Yabutre. Interpreting ye. They see you better, Neno. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you read Revelation, do you see it turning against the serpent?
No, it didn't turn against the serpent.
Because the earth has capacity.
Now, assassin,
the earth has capacity. It has capacity to take. It has capacity to take. I didn't want to go there, but because of what he's doing, let me go there. The earth has capacity to take. So one person who activated this same thing was Moses. When Korah and the rest came against him,
And
they were disturbing him. He said, if I'm a man of God,
may
they not die a natural death. And the Bible said, by the time he finished, the earth opened. It opened what? It opened his mouth. And it took them in. And then it closed his mouth. Tonight, the earth will open his mouth for somebody. The earth will open his mouth for somebody. The earth will open his mouth for somebody. That whatever has been activated against you, the earth will open its mouth and swallow it for your good. 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 Every activation that has been done, every activation that has been done, the earth will, as we speak, the earth will open and the earth will swallow. For some, it will be swallowing sickness. For some, it will be swallowing it. For some, it will be swallowing some wrong thoughts. But anything that has been coming as a flood that is supposed to sweep you off your feet, that is supposed to take you off, tonight we are going to activate the earth. That as it comes, the earth will open its mouth and it will swallow them. 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 Get ready. After tonight, please don't come to me with a dream. Go to senior pastor.
I see.
That is the note of caution I will give you. Because after tonight, many people will see also many things. Don't come to
many
me.
Cause of many
see the head pastor.
Cause of many
can we continue? Are you okay with that point? Are you okay with that point? I'm only leading prayer. I'm only leading prayer. And I'm supposed to help you to enter into your now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I shall also help myself to enter into our now. Bow down your heads. Begin to plead the blood. 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 Plead the blood. That the blood of Jesus tonight will wash you. Please, the blood of Jesus tonight will wash you. So plead the blood slowly. Plead the blood that the blood will wash you. Say, Heavenly Father, tonight I plead the blood upon my life. Let the blood wash me. 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 Let the blood sanctify me. Let the blood cleanse me. Let the blood cleanse me. Let the blood cleanse me. Let the blood wash. Let the blood sanctify. Let the blood cleanse. Somebody begin to bleed the blood. Begin to bleed the blood. Begin to bleed the blood. Bleed the blood. Bleed the blood. Bleed the blood. Plead the blood, plead the blood, plead the blood. That the blood will wash. The blood will wash. The blood will wash. The blood will wash. Let the blood wash.
Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash.
Tonight, Father, we pray that the blood will wash. That the blood will wash. That the blood will wash. That the blood will cleanse. That the blood will cleanse. That the blood will sanctify. The blood will sanctify. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash.
Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash.
Let the blood wash.
Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. Let the blood wash. I pray the blood.
We are so praying with the blood. We are praying that the blood will redeem us tonight. The blood will redeem us. And the blood will launch us deeper. Let the blood redeem. And let the blood launch me deeper. Begin to pray. Father, tonight, I plead the blood over my life. That the blood will redeem me. 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 And the blood will launch me deeper. And the blood will launch me deeper. 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 That tonight the blood will speak. And tonight the blood will speak. That tonight the blood will speak. That tonight the blood will speak. The blood will speak. And the blood speaks. And the blood launch me. I am the Baba.
Let the blood launch me deeper.
Let the blood launch me deeper.
Let the blood launch me deeper.
Let the blood
let the blood redeem you, Lord. Let the blood launch me deeper. Launch me deeper. Launch me deeper. Launch me deeper. Let the blood. Launch me. Launch me, Lord. Let the blood launch me deeper. Let the blood redeem. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say tonight.
And you pray.
Tonight.
And you pray.
Tonight.
And you pray.
I activate. The help. The help. The help. Of the earth. Of the earth. For my life. For my life. Tonight. Tonight. I activate. Let me tell you something.
Mamika Bibintro.
We are not doing it here.
When
you go home, and you remember this prayer we are praying, and you want to really activate.
So
this one is prayer. But when you want to really activate it, when you go home, sit down and pick the earth. Fetch some of the earth. And speak on it.
Na kasegusu.
Activate the earth.
Na what the anyani ye juma.
That it will help you.
Ena ebe buawo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am giving you the raw data, and when you go, you do the processed one.
Just say, Oma send ya odebe juma na pano kudu fiya wanga sade akwe na sade.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to bring any sand here.
So I have.
Hallelujah. So you activate the earth. You speak on the earth.
And
when you finish,
oh yeah,
may it free you. When you finish,
oh yeah,
bury it. It will neutralize everything that has been said against your life.
You just
neutralize everything. It will die just like that. Because we are activating the earth to help us. And we are activating the earth to swallow every negative word that has been spoken against our life. We are not doing it back to sender. The earth has capacity to swallow.
It has capacity to swallow. Say, Heavenly Father, tonight, 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 I activate the earth. I activate the earth. I activate the earth to help me, to help me, to help me, to help me as I deal, with unfair battles. As I deal with unfair battles, I activate the earth. I activate the earth. I activate the earth. I activate the earth. I activate the earth to help me, to help me, to help me, to help me as I deal, with unfair battles, Somebody begin to pray. Father, tonight, we activate the earth. We activate the earth. We activate the earth. We activate the earth.
We activate the earth. We activate the earth. We activate the earth. We activate the earth to Lord. We activate the earth. We activate the earth. We activate the earth to Lord. To help us, to Lord. To help us, to Lord. To help us, to Lord. Makatalabazadia. Libro Kotoriandarababa. Yes, to Lord. Father, tonight we activate the earth to Lord. We activate the earth. We activate the earth. We activate the earth to Lord, to help us, to Lord, to help us, to Lord, to help us, to Lord, to deal with unfair battles, to Lord. We activate, we activate the earth. We activate the earth. We activate the earth to help us, O Lord, to deal with every unfair battle. To deal with every unfair battle, O God. We activate the earth. We activate the earth tonight, O God. We activate. We activate. We activate. We activate. We activate the earth. 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 Araman katalabasande. Libro koto yandarabababa. We activate to Lord. 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 We activate to Lord.
Shadada balabra. Shadada baba. Leve de kete. Leve de kete. Leve de kete. Shadada baba. Labra shadada baba. Rekete de kete baba. We activate the earth. We activate. We activate.
As we deal with unfair battles,
dealing with unfair battles.
An
unfair battle is a battle that you are not aware of. An unfair battle is a battle that you are not prepared for. An unfair battle is a battle that you are not equipped for. So it comes all of a sudden against you. And when it comes, if not for God, you will die. And so, I gave the first example. When Israel left Egypt, after going through a day's journey, Egypt decided to mobilize the best of military against Israel. At that time, who were the Israelites? They were slaves. How can you take military against slaves? It was an unfair battle. Fast forward, when they crossed the Red Sea, that is why when you read that scripture, you will see that God had to come in. God had to come in with darkness to hold them. Everything was God. Because they'll be run over. Then when you go fast forward, you will see another unfair battle. When Israel had crossed the Red Sea, the Amalekites came, freed slaves, army came against them. And therefore the Lord had to tell Moses, just raise up your hand. That was another unfair battle. In the book of James, you see another unfair battle there. That one was the whole Syrian army coming against Prophet Elisha. And that was why when the servant came out and he said, hey, we are there. But when God came in, he did what? He blindfolded them all.
Amen.
And we go to the book of Revelation. That's what we are using now. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 15 and 16, Bible says, there was another unfair battle where the serpent opened his mouth and spewed what? Spewed water like flood. That was supposed to carry the woman away. But there, we saw another thing happening. The earth opened its mouth. The earth opened its mouth. And swallowed. And I told you that the earth does many things.
Now,
I'll give you just some few. The earth is supposed to open its mouth. The earth receives. And the earth gives. So if you go to Genesis,
okay,
you see God commanding the earth to bring forth.
Now who say,
then the earth gave forth. And then you see that when in Genesis 4:11, when Cain was about to be cursed, God told him that the earth opened its mouth and received your brother's what? Blood. That is why when God was dealing with Cain, God did not beat Cain. God did not come against
Cain.
God only activated the earth against
Cain.
That from today, everything you do on the earth will not work. Everything you do on the earth. If you read Genesis chapter 4 from verse 11, you will see that was God's activation against
him.
And some of us, those things have been activated against us. So you will labor, but your labor will be in what? In vain. That is why when you go to the book of Isaiah, it says that the devil is coming like a flood. So Isaiah captions it as a flood-like attack. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But tonight we want to reverse any flood-like attack. Some of us, it has started occurring in our families. But some of us, as we enter into our now, they will activate it. But whatever they activate, let the earth swallow it. Whatever they activate, let the earth swallow it. Say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, any activation, that the powers of come together, that the powers have come together and activated against my life and activated against my home this evening, oh earth, open your mouth, and swallow them, begin to pray, every evil they have activated, let the earth open its mouth. And follow it. Mention the ones you know. Every evil they have activated, we open. Open your mouth and swallow. Every evil they have activated. Every flood-like attack. Tonight, we declare, let the earth open its mouth. 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 And swallow it. And swallow it. And swallow it. And swallow it. Swallow every attack. Swallow every attack. Swallow every attack.
Swallow.
Open your mouth. Swallow barrenness. Open your mouth. Swallow barrenness. Open your mouth. Swallow barrenness. Open your mouth. Swallow, swallow, swallow. Let the earth open its mouth and swallow. Ayanda da baba. Swallow barrenness. Swallow barrenness. Swallow poverty. Swallow barrenness. Swallow poverty. Atara baba. Ya papaya
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 22:29-30.
Jeremiah
22:29-30. In verse 29 it says, oh, et. Three times. What did it continue to say? Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. The earth was being commanded. Let's go to 30. Let's go to 30. Fast. 30. In verse 30 says, that saith the Lord, write ye this man childless. So the earth was given assignment to what? Make the man barren. And as far as the man walks on the earth, barrenness. A man that shall not prosper in his days. What is the next one? No prosperity. Poverty. No man of his seed shall prosper. So even if he has children, the children will also know what? Prosper. Are you clear?
Matthew,
so we are going to pray. Any utterance they have made against your life, whether it is barrenness, whether it is poverty, if they made it to the earth, we are telling the earth to swallow it now. Swallow it in your favor. Swallow it in your favor. Say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, I speak to the earth now. I speak to the earth now. Any evil utterance that has been made. Unto the earth against my life this evening I speak to the earth swallow the evil command. Swallow I turn it upside down. Every invocation. Any activation that they have made tonight. As I speak. Oh, Ed. Open your mouth and swallow it. Open your mouth. Swallow every evil. We turn it upside down. Swallow barrenness. Swallow poverty.
poverty. Swallow sickness. Swallow. Hayata parababa. Reketekebe. Hasando robobo. Akabose derebebe. Ha! Reba sekete. Rakabadababa. Yeh! Hasende derebe. Oh, sakata. Rebebebebe. Rama Sandarabala, Swallow.
Swallow poverty.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I am coming to activate something.
Obama, yeah, to my dear B.
Let's continue. I'm coming to activate something.
Because
your time must be now.
Because
your time is now. And because your time is now and it must come to pass. Any power from our father's house, from the environment that have gathered themselves together and has activated anything upon the earth, as we touch the earth, we deactivate it now in the name of Jesus. We deactivate barrenness. We deactivate sickness. We deactivate anything they have activated. And we cause the earth to swallow it now. We cause the earth to swallow it now. Let the earth swallow it now. Let the earth swallow it now. Let the earth swallow it now. Everything they have activated against us, anywhere they have activated against us, tonight. We speak to the earth. Open your mouth now and swallow them. Open your mouth now and swallow sicknesses, swallow diseases, swallow barrenness, swallow poverty, swallow now. Swallow now. Haya darababa. Hey, shakarababa. Rakatarababa. Hey, shakata. Lebela brasada. Rekako shakatarababa. Indoroba sendene. Rakako basanda. Remase kato. Haya taribaba. Ilobro shakata. Ilema seke. Rakota nama. Yemere bebe hasondoro. Haya daba sandarababa. Elebre sadaraba. Hey, ato. Hey, atakaba. Lebesa. Ayanda,
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because the earth helped the woman. Because the earth helped the woman. Tonight, may the earth help you now. Tonight, may the earth help you. 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 May the earth help you. May the earth help you. And the evil thing,
Jesus,
that they have thrown, as you step on the earth, may the earth drag it down.
Jesus,
may the earth drag it down.
Jesus,
may the earth drag it down.
Jesus,
even the sickness they have thrown, let the earth swallow it.
Amen.
Even the sickness they have thrown, let the earth swallow it. Kayada masada, rakata kaba, leba rakata, sada bayanda raba, nipe ma vibra, bayanda raba, kete lebe lebe leba, kayanda raba, lebe lebe sada raba, kayanda raba, niko to to to. Father, your word says,
oh, Jesus,
he that the Son has set free is free indeed.
Yes, O Lord.
But why are your children not free? Why are your children still in chains? Why are they still in bondages? Because certain activations have been done. But tonight we deactivate all those activations. 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 That as they step out now, may they step into their destinies. 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 Somebody begin to bless the name of the Lord. 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 Bless the name of the Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God.
Bless God. We celebrate you, Lord. We glorify
Lord, we thank you for tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have done it once again.
Yes,
you told us that today is different from yesterday.
Ah, yes.
Today is a different day.
Yes.
And therefore, a different day, you do a different thing.
Yes.
Thank you for doing a different thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for doing a different thing.
Amen.
Thank you for doing a different
Amen.
Thing.
Amen.
Because your ways are many.
Yes.
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 At the end of the day,
oh, Jesus,
we will win.
Amen.
Because you created the devil.
Yes.
And therefore, every way in your palm.
Thank you,
and you know how we can counter it.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you, Lord. Father, as we walk out and our feet touches the earth, may every chain be broken.
Jesus' name.
May it free us.
Amen.
Anything that has fallen on us,
Karabasa,
that is a result of an evil activation. As we step on the earth, may that activation be broken.
Jesus,
may we be set free.
Amen.
If it is about our destinies that have been changed, tonight we set ourselves free.
Amen.
As the earth helped the woman,
oh,
may the earth help us now.
Amen.
We bless you in Jesus'
Thank
name.
You for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.